Jim Taylor back on the WRMJ Sports Line on this Saturday morning. The Rockridge Rockets played on a neutral site last night, the home of the Clinton Lumber Kings, and they win 42-20. I think Morrison got within 28-20, but the Rockets able to salt the game away with a couple of scores in the fourth quarter. Were you a kid growing up, Coach Graves, you know, when you watch those NFL games maybe in the 80s or 90s, and you watch the Dolphins play at Joe Robbie, and they had, you know, the infield dirt part of the football field, and I think Jack Murphy Stadium, you know, with the Chargers, you saw that infield dirt on the football field, and you always thought, man, that looks so cool. So is it cool to coach and play on that type of situation?
I tell you what, it sure looked neat, but after doing it one time, it'll be good enough forever. you know, and it's neat for the kids to be in a different venue, and give them that experience is fun. But, you know, it's just, and it's little things that nobody can help. It's you know, there is some of the grass where it's cut on the dirt. I mean, there is a couple inch drop off, and tell you what, there's some big ankle roll spots, and you know, which nobody can help. They did a great job getting it ready for the football game.
Well, one of the things I talked about this week with another radio guy I do some work with is, you know, I like the neutral site concept, and I like things like this. And, you know, we talk about promotion of the sport. Would you ever support, you know, I know they do it in Wisconsin. They call them football jamborees, where they play at a neutral site, and maybe there's three games during a Saturday or four games during a Saturday. Or, you know, it's a regional type of component where, you know, it lets fans come in and see multiple games. It lets coaching staff see multiple games, things of that nature. You think that could ever work, or would that be good for the sport in Illinois, you think?
You know, I'm not sure about that. I never thought about that. I know it. Somebody, I know usually Mercer's involved in one with freshmen, correct?
But
it seems neat, the idea of it, just because you have, like you said, multiple games, and everybody could stick around and see multiple games and teams, especially, you know, everybody's curious, and you never really, if you're a true diehard, say, Rockridge fan, and you go to every Rockridge game, sometimes you don't get to see a lot of other teams. So, you know, the concept of it's sure neat, you know, to be able to see the other teams. Anything like that to get extra fans there and to draw a little excitement is there's nothing wrong with that. It's a neat idea.
Yeah, and the example I used is, at least in this area, you have the facilities like Augie and Monmouth College that could do it because they have the field turf to do it. And I always thought that'd be a perfect venue, but that's maybe something the IHSA or area schools could look at down the road. When I saw Morrison early in the year, I thought, you know, that they put six kids on the field. That's a dangerous team right there. And, you know, I think maybe last night kind of the game was indicative of that at times. I think they got within 28-20, but you pull away in the end and win at 42-20. They put some good dudes on the field, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And that's a coaching staff that knows what they're doing, and they have a difficult scheme. You know, it seems like a lot of teams do that to them. They're close, but teams pull away. You know, it looked like they were in a battle with Fulton, and Fulton had to score, you know, on the last drive of the game to beat them. With Orion last week, I know Orion was only up 14-7 right before half, and then got a, in the rain and everything, got a turnover like a minute before half to be able to score another touchdown, a good field position to go up 21-7. So it's a team that is tough. They don't go away. They battle with everybody, you know, and year in and year out, no matter what their record is, you know, Coach Bielema and that staff, you do a good job of getting them to believe, and they play hard, and you know, they're just scrappy, and it's just a game every year as a coach, you kind of, it's funny to say this, but you kind of dread, because you're like, you just know that it's going to be a battle with those guys, and you just want to get through it and to come out with a W, and you know, and I said that to the guys after the game, that it's a good game, that they were, it basically a playoff game for Morrison, because at 3-4, you're basically in the playoffs. You have to win every game from that point on to be in the playoffs. So, you know, you're going to get their best effort. It was a different venue. They had, you know, like camo jerseys for the game we were playing last night. So they were, you know, it was, they were excited for the game and for the venue and for their playoff lives. And we knew they were going to get their best effort. And you know, it's Morrison. They're a tough team. So, you know, to be able to pull it out and fight through a lot of things that we had to fight through, you know, whether it was a turnover, a fumble, or penalties, or silly things like that, to be able just to pull it out at the end is what a playoff team has to do.
All right, and as we wrap up here with Coach Graves this morning, you know, heading into this Week 9 game with Orion, you know, it's a weird situation where I think there's the potential where, you know, the way the North, it's a 1-16 setup in the bracket in Illinois now for the small school classes, where there's a good potential. You're not going to meet Week 10, I get that, but there's a good potential that, you know, you could play this Orion team maybe twice in 3 weeks or twice in 4 weeks. Now, of course, you got to win in the postseason to set that up, but I guess kind of give us a thumbnail sketch of the big game on Friday to end the regular season. And I know a lot of interest, a couple of ranked teams, and a rivalry game as well. So what about for next Friday?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a big game now. And that's why I told the guys on the radio last night, with us not playing Sherrard the past few years, like 3 or 4 years, that, you know, Orion's become our big rival game now. It's not Rockridge-Sherrard anymore. It's not Rockridge-Mercer, because we don't get to play Mercer. It's Rockridge-Orion. That's kind of the big rival game now for us. And it's been a battle the past few years that, you know, there's been some good games, and it's decided by turnovers or a drive here and a drive there. It's been fun games to be involved with. I also said that, you know, you almost wish it wasn't happening, because and I know it's an exciting game that the kids want to play, but from a coach perspective, you almost don't want to play this Week 9 right before the playoffs, because it's such an emotional game and a rival game, if you want to call it that, that you don't want the emotions to be, you know, too high or too low, and you kind of wish it could be an even keel game right before the playoffs, but it's, you know, you just hope the kids take it as another game and prepare for it that way. And it's, you know, there's nothing, hey, not that anything extra goes on, but you know, you just, right before the playoffs, you hope their mindset's correct.
All right, Coach, good week of practice, and we'll talk to you next Saturday morning. Should be a fun week. Is a lot of talk about Rockridge and Orion. Nice going last night.
Thank you very much.
All right, the Rockets went on a baseball field last night up in Clinton, the home of the Lumber Kings. They beat the Morrison Mustangs 42-20. We'll have more on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.